Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I told Kaneko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know, but yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work to do.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conrad, Norris, talking about the Ravens here. And did Lamar put all the distraction stuff behind you? Did you like the fact that it was leadership that said, hey, we're taking this out? I still don't buy into what Harbaugh said, that he didn't know his pinball machine and all the other stuff was taken out. I think he's too hands-on to not know any of that stuff. But
yeah,
but it is, if this is the case and everything's true, like the Baltimore Sun, some of the writers, go check your sources. And He called them out by name. But let me give you the sound. This is Lamar, right, talking about it?
I told Kaneko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know, but yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that, you know, we got a lot of work to do.
So let me say this though, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's saying the right thing there, but if he's moving to do this, there was a reason why 100%. He felt like it had to be gone.
I agree with you completely. If he felt the need to take affirmative action here, then it was a problem.
See, and I talked to, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. I think it was Cordell we were talking to. He talked about a lot of the rookies are playing ping pong.
Yeah.
Most of the other guys, when you're looking at things that are going on, I mean, I've heard different things about Marlon, like, and we've assumed some of it too, like doing too much goofy things, being on the recording in the locker room,
yes,
and stuff like
bus,
that.
Some yeah. locker room, yeah.
And he likes to have fun. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But when you look at a team and how they're playing, and hearing him say that, does that now kind of give people, pause to sit here and question him about his injury? Like, if you watch him in
question
the game.
Question Marlon or
No,
Lamar.
Question Lamar. Oh. Because people were saying, is he sitting out because his contract at the end of the year, he wants an extension. Is he sitting out? He's not hurt. It didn't even look like he got hurt. And then he misses a bunch of games. Where are you people that said all that?
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody's questioning that. If you watched him on Sunday, I don't think there was a bigger cheerleader for Tyler Huntley than Lamar.
He was engaged in that game.
Yeah.
Seriously, he was really engaged. I heard they come to practice together, games together and stuff.
See, and look, there's a lot of stuff that gets put out there, and makes you wonder what's true, what's not. And in this day and age, and media, and who can you trust and who you can't, it matters more to be first than it does to be right sometimes. And that's such an ass-backwards thing, you know? I don't need to be right. Just make sure they're clicking on it. Make sure they read the headline. They don't even have to read the article. Let's go out to the phone line. Sean's in Baltimore, wants to talk Ravens Dolphins. Sean, what's up, man?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lamar. Hey, y'all remember I called up there? I told y'all I had an inside scoop, man. They ain't going to tell y'all the whole thing, man. But they was doing some little extra correcting. Remember that, you know? Somebody got mad. He lost too much money.
Okay.
But besides that... But besides that, you know, hey, I'm telling everybody, man, tune in Thursday night. I don't know why all the fans just remembering about Lamar had his bad, one of his worst games there. Let's remember, he had one of his best games also. Nope. And that's his hometown.
No question. The only difference I would say is the worst game was on a Thursday night on a short week, and I think that's why you look at it. But that week one, I remember it because I'm going, I think it's a tough spot for the Ravens week one. The Dolphins are back. What was it, 51 to nothing?
They just, it's
totally lopsided.
I understand,
yeah.
But you got to understand, he had like a he had a bye. That Thursday night out the window, baby. Ain't no short run for him.
You know what? You're right. You're right. And he's right. That he basically had a bye. So this isn't like, thanks for the phone call, Sean. This isn't like a normal short week for him. That's why I said, with all things considered and how it played out on Sunday, Lamar not playing turned out to be the best thing, because now you're not playing him 4 days after playing on Sunday with coming off a hamstring injury. And then he gets 10 days to get ready for your next opponent. And it's a little bit more time to heal up. You get to see how is he recovering from that hamstring injury.
It makes sense to me, because if it was Sunday games, I think he would have played last week, because he had, you know, we'd had a week. Coming back from an injury, playing on a Sunday to come back on Thursday, I think would have been a bad idea.
I'm just glad it worked out, because look, there were a lot of people out there saying, well, they're not winning if he's not quarterbacking. Right. Bears winning four in a row. And there's, I just saw this thing too. I wanted to bring this up. The NFC North quarterbacks. If I were to ask you in the history, here, let me pull this up, because I just retweeted this. I thought this was so cool. NFC North quarterback since 1992. The Packers have only had three. Favre, Rodgers, Love.
Yeah.
Which team do you think has had the most quarterbacks out of the Bears, Lions, and Vikings? It's fairly close.
I'd say Vikings.
It is the Vikings. Gannon, McMahon, Salisbury, Moon, Johnson, Cunningham, George, Culpepper, Jackson, Farratt, Favre, Ponder, Castle, Bridgewater, Bradford, Keenum, Cousins, Darnold.
Damn.
Yuck. Ugh. That doesn't even include the guys they had this year,
it's
right?
It's funny. It must be, because that was my guess right off the top of my head, because I just remember so many guys rolling through there.
Man. I mean, the Bears are one behind them and the Lions are two behind them, but good God, are you quarterback starved if you've been in the NFC North? And now it feels like they all have their guy, right? Except for the Vikings, which we don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. But now we're going to find out, because Wentz is
hurt. Does the Bears have their guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the kid's talented, and I think he's going to be in the right system. If I questioned Jared Goff and how much he needed his handheld during the Super Bowl when he was going up against Bill Belichick back with the Rams.
Yeah.
And then now seeing Goff in that Ben Johnson system and how he's not a game manager. He makes plays out there. He's a good quarterback. Yeah. I think Caleb has the same chance. Now, you know how people are going to get caught up with him, whether it's the fingernail painting, the wearing dresses and things, and fans are, as soon as you play bad, you're going to hear about all that nonsense. It's just like the players. It's like Pedro Strop. When he pitched well, nobody said anything about his crooked hat. And when he pitched bad, he's like, does he know his hat's crooked? He looks silly.
It did look dumb. I hated that.
I know, but like, people are trying to attribute that to the reason why he pitches bad.
I know. Adam Jones was chewing gum with the plate. He's like concentrating. I mean, come on.
He was blowing a bubble catching a fly ball. So anyway, but no, I do think, I think Thursday's going to be fun. I do think it's good for fans to hear that Lamar was the one that did it. Because again, if this was Harbaugh, and I know they're saying it's not, and I'm taking them at their word, I just feel like that looks bad. A coach taking away all the toys from the guys. Is there something wrong in the locker room? But if Lamar's
it's much better done by the team captain.
Yeah. Seriously. What do you think? You buying into what Sean said? People playing craps over there. Somebody lost too much money. Maybe playing some cards. Yeah. Nope. Get rid of that stuff. I'm tired of losing money.
Yeah. No, it's possible. I'm glad it was Lamar that did it, because it had to be a leadership player. You say the coaches do it, then it's like they're going to take it the wrong way.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.